As we mark the passing from this life of Dale Glenn, let us turn to the word of the Lord in the sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the new church. From the book of Psalms, the strides of a mighty man are established from Yahuwah, and he delights in his way. Though he falls, he shall not be thrown. For Yahuwah supports his hand. I have been a youth, I have also become old, and I have not seen the just one forsaken, nor his seed seeking bread. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall not falter. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who pardons all thine iniquity, who heals all thy sicknesses, who redeems thy life from the ditch, who crowns thee with mercy and compassions, who satisfies thy mouth with good, so that thy youth may renew itself as the eagle. Behold, children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of youth. Happy is the mighty man who has his quiver full from them. From the Gospel of John. In my Father's house are many dwellings, and if not, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Further from the Gospel of John, one of Dale's favorite stories from the Word. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter says to them, I am going out to fish. They say to him, we also will come with thee. They went out and straightway went up into the ship. And in that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had already come, Jesus stood on the shore. However, the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus says to them, little children, have you something to eat? They answered him, no. And he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find some. They cast, therefore, and they had not the strength to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Then that disciple whom Jesus loved says to Peter, it is the Lord. Then Simon Peter, hearing that it was the Lord, girded on his coat, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came by the boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net of fish. And as soon, then, as they stepped down to land, they saw a fire of coals laid, and a little fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus says to them, bring the little fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And though there were so many, the net was not ripped. Jesus says to them, come and dine. And takes the bread and gives to them and the little fish likewise. Further from the book of Exodus and the heavenly doctrine of the new church, regarding use. Yahuwah has called by name Bezalel, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding and in knowledge and in every use, and to think thoughts, to make in gold, to make in silver, and in bronze, and in crafting of stone for infilling, and in crafting of wood, to do in every use from thought. And he put into his heart to teach. He has filled him with wisdom of heart to do every use of the craftsman. To be in the Lord means to be in use. And to be a man means to perform uses to the neighbor from the Lord for the Lord's sake. And finally, from the heavenly doctrine of the new church regarding life after death. The thought of those who are dying is usually about eternal life. And the spirit of man is held in its last thought when the body expires. They who come into the other life are all brought again into a life similar to that which they had in the body. And then with the good, evils and falsities are separated, in order that by means of goods and truths, they may be elevated by the Lord into heaven. Wherefore, let him who wishes to be eternally happy know and believe that he will live after death. Let him think of this and keep it in mind, for it is the truth. Let him also know and believe that the word is the only doctrine which teaches how a man must live in the world in order to be happy to eternity. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.